Good afternoon, I'm George McLaughlin and I will be joined by Tom Hayward today. Welcome back to the Weekend Review. It's the 11th of May and we'll be discussing some of the key talking points from another thrilling set of Barclays Premier League fixtures. You can catch the start of the show online via the radio player, but for the meantime, let's discuss some of the weekend's events. Tom, we watched Liverpool get rolled over by Chelsea on Sunday afternoon. Where do you think they need to strengthen?
Well, they definitely need a big striker, big name, provide the goals up top.
Who?
Well, you're looking at someone in the category like Benteke.
Why?
Because so, you know he's a Premier League proven goal scorer. He's going to get them goals up top. He's versatile. He can go in the air, on the floor. He can play a number of styles.
Can he replace Luis Suarez in any way?
He can't replace him, but he can do a better job than Balotelli and Lambert, what they've already got, especially with Daniel Sturridge, who's been out for most of the season, only played 8 games.
That's true. And do you think Balotelli, Lambert and Barini are all going to be shipped out in the summer?
You can see two of them going. They might keep Balotelli just because of the price tag, give him a chance, but I can definitely see Barini going out, maybe on loan, and Lambert going out permanently so he can get a good career and get some names under his belt.
And today in the Premier League, it seems like top sides are needing two goalkeepers in their team. Do you think Liverpool will look to do this?
Well, that's the question. They've got Brad Jones and Sam Mignolet. When you compare them to Chelsea, who's got Courtois, Cech, two world-class goalkeepers, and then compare them to Man City, you've got a world-class keeper in Joe Hart and then a top-class keeper in Caballero. And Brad Jones and Mignolet just doesn't do it for Liverpool if they want to compete for the top four and the title.
And with Liverpool losing out on top four this season, do you think they're still going to be able to attract the likes of the signings that Man U, Chelsea and City are signing?
Well, there's still the aura of it being Liverpool Football Club. It's a big Champions League success over the years. Leagues, they used to be the biggest in the world. But with the attraction of Steven Gerrard going, it could be a problem for Liverpool.
And do you think Jordan Henderson can replace Steven Gerrard or emulate him in any way?
I think he's a leader on the pitch. And last year, while Gerrard's been gone, well, for most of the season, he's really filled a gap. And I think he can emulate Steven Gerrard in terms of leadership on the pitch, but maybe not in goals and assists like Gerrard has done over the years.
Finally, if you were a fan, and then who would be the number one player that you would bring in to this Liverpool side, excluding Messi, Ronaldo and former Liverpool players?
Well, I think you've got to look at Steven Gerrard leaving. They need a top-class or world-class midfielder. So maybe someone in the region of Pjanic, or if you go to the big clubs like Barcelona or Real Madrid and emulate something like Arsenal, then we're getting Alexis Sanchez. You see what he's done in the league, so they really do need a top signing.
But what position do you think is the most important for Liverpool to fill? Not just your ideal player, but where we need strengthening the most?
Well, you look at our midfield players, we've got Henderson, Allen, etc, etc. But I think up top is where we need the main striker. So I'll go with the striker because Daniel Sturridge isn't a possibility to be fit, not even 50% of the year round, so...
And how long are Liverpool going to take to get back to the pinnacle of English football?
It could be done within 3 to 5 years, depending on whether the players that they've got now and the youth develop, and whether they get the right players in at the right time.
Do you think the transfer policy needs to change if Liverpool are going to make a statement with regard to Premier League title?
Definitely. I think at the moment they've got too many young players, they're buying for the future, they need to buy for the now. It's always the future and it's not good enough.
Who's to blame, the owners or Rodgers?
I think everyone does the part because everyone agrees with the transfers. I think ideally Brendan Rodgers would want the transfers to be his and his primarily, but with everyone on the board and the FSG philosophy of buying young players and having small wages for the bill, I just can't see it happening.
Finally, do you think Brendan Rodgers' job's safe and safe for a while yet?
I think he's safe and sound until he drops down to about 7th or 8th in the league. I think that's when they start getting problems. I think when he's in and around the top four, he's always going to be all right because he handles the pressure well. He handles youth players well and the media well.
So do you think Jurgen Klopp talk and talk of other managers being brought in is all press and rubbish?
I think it's all press. I think it's good, though, to keep Brendan Rodgers on his toes. I think that'll help him in the long run. But he really needs to book up his ideas. I don't think he can ride on that season where they finish second. He needs to build on that.
Okay, and that's all from myself and Tom this week. Tune in next time on the 20th of May, where we'll be discussing more from the coming weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.